The following is a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
Welcome back to Real Estate Today. I'm Gil Gross, and our good friend Pamela Gertz-Kabadi from HouseLogic.com joins us again this week. Welcome back, Pamela. How you doing?
Well, I'm good today, Gil. Like most Americans, I'm getting ready to do my taxes and counting down to April 15th, which for homeowners out there could well be called Mortgage Interest Deduction Appreciation Day. How's that for a positive spin on tax day?
I guess that's as positive a spin as you can put on it. What have you got for us, though, on taxes today?
Well, you know, I want to count down five of the most common tax filing errors homeowners make and, most importantly, how to avoid them. But first, a quick reminder to anyone who took the first-time home buyer tax credit in 2008, specifically if you bought your first home after April 8, 2008 and before January 1, 2009. You have to start paying back that credit to Uncle Sam this year with your 2010 tax filing.
Yeah, that was that first credit, and I know there's a lot of confusion about this. So how does this work?
Well, if you claim the maximum credit, which would have been $7,500 in 2008, you need to pay it back over 15 years. So 1/15th of $7,500 is $500 a year, starting with this year's tax filing. And I want to be clear here. You mentioned it, Gil. Folks who took the credit in 2009 or 2010 don't have to pay it back. It was a gift. But if you took it in 2008, it was a loan. Now, the good news is that it's an interest-free loan. So even if you're able to pay it all off at once, you're better off just making your minimum payment and keeping the extra money for yourself in an interest-bearing account so it can work for you. Now, let me just back up for a minute and talk about the 2010 first-time homebuyer tax credit. If you purchased a home by April 30th of last year, don't forget to take this tax credit into account when filing your return this year. At HouseLogic, we have more information on the circumstances that apply to each year.
Yeah, and that April 30th deadline for the first-time homebuyer tax credit actually goes to June 30th, 2011, if you're a military family or other government worker on assignment outside the United States, as I recall.
Yes, if you meet the criteria you mentioned, you have until June 30th, 2011, to close on your first home and qualify for the tax credit of up to $8,000.
Okay, great. So now, what are those tax filing errors that homeowners want to avoid? What's number one?
Deducting property taxes for the wrong year. You take a tax deduction for property taxes in the year you actually paid them, but some taxing authorities work a year behind, so you're not billed for, say, 2010 property taxes until 2011, and that's where the confusion can come in. You want to enter on your federal forms whatever amount of property taxes you actually paid in 2010, no matter what the date is on your tax bill.
Okay, that's an important one. Number two?
Confusing the amount you put in escrow each month to cover your property taxes with the amount you've actually paid in taxes over the previous year. So if your lender escrows funds to pay your property taxes, don't just deduct the amount escrowed on your taxes, because the regular amount you pay into your escrow account each month is probably a little more or a little less than your actual property tax bill. It's rare the escrow amount is right on the money in terms of being equal to your actual tax bill. So if your property tax bill is $1,200, your lender may have collected $1,100 or $1,300 in escrow over the year. That's why your lender typically adjusts the escrow amount every year or two to realign with your taxes. And it's why you shouldn't use the escrow amount as the one you deduct. Your lender will send you an official statement listing the actual taxes paid each year, usually sometime in the first couple months of the year. Use that. Don't just add up 12 months of escrow property tax payments. Now, if you haven't received this document yet from your lender, you might want to give them a call about it.
All right. What else?
Confusion on how to deduct points on a mortgage loan when you refinance. You deduct points you paid your lender to secure your mortgage in full for the year you bought your home. But if you refinance, you have to deduct points on the new loan over the life of this new loan. So here's an example. If you paid $2,000 in points to refinance into a 15-year mortgage, your tax deduction is $133 per year.
Yeah, easy to make an error with that because that is confusing. What about PMI, private mortgage insurance? It's something a lot of people pay in addition to their mortgage and property taxes.
Yes, and that's number four on our list. Failing to deduct private mortgage insurance is another potential tax flub. As you know, lenders require home buyers with a down payment of less than 20% to purchase private mortgage insurance. So don't forget to deduct your PMI payments when you prepare your taxes. It's a deduction, so the amount you save is based on your tax bracket. The deduction begins to phase out if you're AGI, your adjusted gross income, reaches $100,000 for singles and couples filing jointly, and it disappears entirely when your AGI surpasses $109,000. And there are a few other rules. The deduction is only for loans or refis issued in 2007 or later, and for first and non-rental second homes. The deduction theoretically ends on December 31st, but Congress has been renewing this at the last minute for years, so they'll probably do the same this year. Also, while we're talking about this, remember to deduct, we talked about it earlier, the mortgage interest you paid in 2010. You should have gotten a statement with that from your lender, and you want to make sure you deduct that too.
All right, give me one more.
So number five, filing incorrectly for energy tax credits. If you made any eligible energy efficient improvements in 2010, anything from, you know, replacing your HVAC to adding more insulation, you want to fill out Form 5695. Visit houselogic.com to understand which types of projects are eligible. We have a list for you. Now, Part 1 of Tax Form 5695, which covers the 30% or $1,500 credit for items such as insulation and windows, that's fairly straightforward. But Part 2, which covers the 30% no-limit items such as geothermal heat pumps, other big-ticket things, that can be incredibly complex and involve cross-checking with half a dozen other IRS forms. You want to read the instructions very carefully, and you may also want to consult a tax advisor on that one. You can visit houselogic.com for helpful tax info for homeowners, from filing for the mortgage interest deduction to completing Schedule A.
Pamela, thanks. I think you just saved our listeners a lot of money. Great information as usual.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.